Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 19th of September. Embracing Chastening. In his letter to the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul drew attention to the chastening effect of scourging. This chastening initiative belongs to the fatherhood of God, for Paul said, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives." Under the direction of Pilate, Jesus was scourged in the praetorium for the sake of our healing. Commonly referred to as the cat of nine tails, the whip that was used to scourge Jesus was a terrible instrument comprised of nine strands of leather, each set with four or five pieces of sharp bone or metal. A full beating of 39 stripes would bring an individual to the brink of death, having caused approximately 1,600 wounds to their back. After Christ was scourged, he manifested the peaceable fruit of righteousness. He endured this wound entirely for our sake. He was then able to be seen as Melchizedek, the king priest, in the praetorium. Significantly, his name means King of Righteousness and King of Peace. Here he was crowned with thorns, bearing the curse of sin and the curse of the ground resulting from Adam's rejection of the order of headship. Christ was taking captive everything that belonged to the curse of sin. As we, by faith, receive and embrace our fellowship with Christ in this aspect of suffering, we obtain and express the fruit that Jesus produced when he was scourged. Highlighting this point, Paul wrote, "Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 12 verses 5 to 6, John chapter 19 verse 1, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, Hebrews chapter 7 verses 1 to 2, Genesis chapter 3 verses 17 to 18, and Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. For further study, Hebrews chapter 12.